Welcome to the On That Is podcast, where we talk all night on the On That. I'm here, my co-host Gil.
I'm your co-host, and I don't know what we're gonna be talking about today.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk. So first of all, this always fucking happens where we always try to make an episode, right? And every time in the beginning, we always have a problem. For some fucking reason, it's only.
I couldn't hear you.
I know. It's that fact that I don't know. Our phones are shit, I guess.
Right. Well, yeah. Mine. You have the iPhone XR, don't you?
Yeah.
I have.
I think I'm pretty good for now, but I don't know. But still. Anyway. So I wanted to bring up, something real quick. So right now I found my Spotify playlist from when I was 10 years old.
And what? Yeah. How does it look?
No, I made many playlists and when I was 10 years old on SoundCloud. And I have the same account. I've been running the same account, so my new playlist looks just they're normal shit, right? But the shit I had before, but let me bring it up because oh yeah, okay. So I was listening to the playlist, right? So one of them is. it's embarrassing to admit out loud, but all right, fuck it, no shame. When I was in around fourth grade, I used to be so much. I used to be in Violent Party so much. So I think you know where this is going.
Yeah.
Oh God, man, I was such a fucking freak back then. I was listening to fucking Five Nights at Freddy's songs. And the Fat Rat and DA games. And then slowly my fucking music shit started to get better. Yeah. That's one other thing I wanted to bring up because I just found the fucking playlist all in the bottom, and yeah, I just wanted to bring this shit up because it's been four fucking no, hold up,
5 years, four.
Yeah, it's been 5 to 4 years that that I made that shit. That's crazy. Man, did you find anything either, or
no?
Wow! Oh my god! So I just opened Twitter, and someone put me in their list of YouTubers.
Really?
Yes. Oh my god! It's funny. But yeah. Anyway, what's happening in your getting whatever. What's happening over there where you're at, or what do you mean where you're at? What's happening? I don't know how to. I'm trying to rephrase this question. What's it called? I'm trying to rephrase it well so it doesn't sound like Richard up. Fuck. What have you been doing? Yeah, I should just ask that.
You made that sound so complicated just to say, what are you doing? Well, I was just resting my eyes. Damn. Trying to sleep.
Yeah. I was also trying to do that, but oh, fuck, I got to make a podcast. So.
We could have just done it tomorrow.
Yeah, but... Man, that would be a new week that we had to do it. Also, we returned to school 2 days, right?
On Tuesday.
Wait, yeah. Hold up. Yeah, in 2 days, yeah. Fuck. Do you think... Man, like, do you think this podcast will, like, be, I don't know, like, continuous? like every season, the kind of thing?
Huh?
Do you think this fucking podcast is gonna keep going?
Probably into the summer. Probably, yeah.
Probably in the summer. Yeah.
That's what I think, how long it's gonna last. Like at least, like, not at least, like, max by summer. Like, by that, and then I feel like we're just gonna give up on this.
Yeah, then, like, come back the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, just estimate. How many months do you think?
Like, your last?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, actually, by... 4 or 5. Maybe 3.
Damn. Most likely, but...
What do you think?
About... I don't know, like, 4 to 3 months. Like, it's kind of the same like you, but... Oh, yeah, okay. This is no debate. Do you take pinky promises seriously?
I mean, I don't say pinky promise, but, like, I just take promises seriously.
But do you take a pinky promise seriously?
Not really. I'm just like, it's just a normal promise. Like, I don't really see no difference to it. Like,
oh, damn.
Do you?
Yeah, I kind of have to.
Why?
I think you know why.
I actually don't.
It was my girlfriend, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, for me, a promise and a pinky promise, like, it's pretty much just the equivalent to just a promise. It's just the same thing, you know?
Yeah, I know. Just like she takes the fucking pinky promises too seriously.
So a pinky promise is more serious than a normal promise.
Yeah, probably. I don't know this shit.
Bro, you're her boyfriend and you don't even know.
Yeah, I know. Just that, like, I don't know. Anyway, you like sports?
Yeah.
You want to talk about sports?
Again?
Talk about sports?
What type of sports?
I don't know. Any type of sports, really.
I got more respect for Ryan Garcia now.
Oh, yeah. That's it right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's it right now?
Yeah, for now, I have more respect. He did prove himself, so, like, I have to hand it to him. He did a good job, you know?
Yeah, why not?
Like, I first didn't really like him that much, but, like, now, since I think he's now, like, a lightweight champion, I respect him more.
Damn, a lightweight champion, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's how it's, like, by weight classes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, hold up. Now we really got a topic. Have you seen Drake's new haircut?
No.
Well, you're going to be fucking surprised because he looks like Justin Bieber off, like, 2012. I swear. Or someone said, like, he looked like Drake. No, he looks like Lincoln from Loud House. Look at this shit. Hold up. With the heart on his head too.
What the hell?
I know.
That does not suit him. Like, he just doesn't look.
I know.
Like, no, just.
I know. That. That really just doesn't. Yeah, it looks like a fucking clown. Not like a clown, but it just looks terrible on it.
It does.
What? Oh yeah, do you want to talk about MF Doom or not?
Not gonna lie, I didn't listen to him, but I been knew who he was, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Man. Rest in peace. Didn't he die in October?
Wait, what?
Well, you thought he died in the last day? In New Year's?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I think he died in October. Because you go to the post, it says...
Yeah, he passed away October 31st. Like,
isn't that Halloween?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, how did no one know that?
I don't know, but his family just wanted to keep it like
secret
as a secret for like a couple months, I guess.
Man, what the fuck? That's crazy. Like, hello. I'm just baffled, like, how did no one know, really? Like, I know that, yeah.
I mean, he probably didn't talk to, like, that many, like, people instead of his family. That's what I'm gonna assume.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because if he was, like, friends or, like, talked to, like, a bunch of people, like, so other celebrities that much, I feel like they probably would have said something.
Yeah, probably.
Unless they knew, they just... MF Doom's family told him not to say anything, you know?
Yeah, I guess so, but even to that, like, I'm surprised, like nowadays, like, people would just, like, dox you for no reason, like, yeah. I'm surprised no one knew, like, before, like, it got announced that he's dead. Anyway. Let's move on for this hot topic. Okay, I'm just reading a tweet. What's the best anime? Or have you watched anime?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I watched anime, but I don't really have like a favorite anime.
Yeah. What anime have you watched?
I watched Cowboy Bebop, like you told me to.
Oh damn. The whole thing?
Yeah.
God damn, I didn't even
finish. I mean, it's only 26 episodes.
I still didn't finish it.
You know, I thought you finished it already.
Nah.
And what episode are you on?
I gotta go check, but I think it was the one where... hold up. Spoilers for people who haven't seen the fucking 1998... Oh, wait. I can't be
1998.
Talking. I can't be talking either way. Alright, back. I had a small hiccup, I meant.
So, what were we talking about again?
Cowboy Bebop, I believe, yeah.
So, what episode are you on?
I think it's... Hold up. I forgot. I think it's Speak Like a Child. Oh yeah, I got the yeah, I forgot the episode where the our Radical Edward drugged everyone up with mushrooms.
That one?
No, the one after that. Yeah. Jesus. Your name. The third time we doing this. But anyway, Yeah, that's the only thing you watched?
I mean, not really. I watched Mob Psycho. That's a good anime.
What the fuck? Wait, which one?
What? Mob Psycho.
Oh. Like, you had, like, a little small hiccup with, like, it had a little delay. It was kind of creepy. Like, I don't know, it's just, like, you said it, something, right? And then, like, it just kept delaying, getting more distorted for, like, a little bit. What the fuck?
Wait, what?
That's what happened. Like you had, a little glitch just happened.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Okay. Let me just ask. Okay. Next topic. McDonald's or Burger King? Or not? No. Nothing. No. Oh, damn. Yeah. Like if. What do. Okay. Hold up. Fuck, I forgot the question. God damn it. Anyway. You think... Okay, this is another one. This is another debate. Is 6ix9ine better than Trippy?
I don't listen to either of them.
Huh?
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 What?
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 What? No. Is 6ix9ine better than Trippy?
No.
All right, good. Because I swear, if every man who thinks a 6ix9ine is good is not even a man.
Well, I don't.
Children.
You're at that point.
Yeah. Okay, who actually listened to 6ix9ine?
Who actually bobs their head while they listen to him? Like, yeah, this is fire.
I know. I've never heard a man say that to 6ix9ine's music. I've never heard a man say, "Hey, yo." Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, good. So, what were we talking about?
You were saying, like, questions, like, debates and all that, like, Burger King, McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Wait, why did I ask that?
For a topic.
Yeah, okay. So, no, I got a new topic that, I found out, like, recently. Like, this happened, like, about, like, a month ago, right? But, like, I realized that, like, that Pornhub... It's gonna die.
Why?
Because apparently, what's it called? Apparently, there's like a bunch of child porn and like rape. Like a shit ton of it. Well, at least, I think what, I, like, at least what I heard, right? Is like, we're, oh my fucking god. Going to give a little bit more context. So what happened was I closed the app and naturally I thought it ended the call, right? Which normally doesn't happen, but it happens like pretty often enough for me to expect that. So when I came back into the app, like, it didn't show I was in the call anymore. So what I did was invite Gil to the podcast again, but yeah, I realized that he was still in the call. I'm a dumbass for that, but yeah, that's what happens in the next segment.
Again?
Yes, again. What the fuck? Are you still here?
Yes. Wait, what?
Like, what the fuck? I don't know.
Wait, why'd you just send the link again?
Because it says, like, I'm starting a new one.
Oh.
Fucking hold up. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good. I thought I had to fucking, what's it called? I thought I had to record, start it over, but still. Anyway, we were talking about porn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be, like, a lot of... And apparently there was a bunch of child porn rape. Like, I think there was a case where, like, a 15-year-old girl got raped, and the rapist took a video of it and uploaded it to Pornhub. And, like, Pornhub did not give a fuck. They just told her the fuck off, really. Because, like, every time she requested to take it down, Pornhub just didn't do anything about it.
Jeez, that's just...
I know.
Sad.
That's just really fucking sad.
Like, so bad for her.
I know. Like, imagine how, like, big Pornhub is, you know?
Probably really big.
Probably. Like, imagine how much shit there is like that.
I don't know, but it's probably really big if, like, they didn't know about those videos, you know?
Yeah, like, and if the girl had to come out to
address those allegations and all that.
Yeah, and apparently, like, they just didn't give a fuck.
Why, though?
I don't know. They basically told her to fuck off, really.
So they didn't even bother looking into it?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, okay, so it says, world's biggest porn site under fire over rape and abuse videos. An online petition accusing Pornhub, the UK's biggest open access porn website, from profiting from videos of rape and sexual abuse has reached over 350,000 signatures.
That's how many videos there is?
No, that's when people are lobbying against
to search that up.
No, that's how much people they're, like, they're signing a petition against Pornhub, really. Yeah, and like recently they just did Pornhub removes all unverified content following reports of exploitation. So that means, like, every unverified user is not allowed to fucking upload.
Wait, so you have to be verified and able to upload?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, like, says here, over 1 million people demand a shutdown of Pornhub over child porn exploitation videos. So yeah, it's more than fucking, what's it called? It's more than rape. It's child porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like,
at least they're finally doing something about it.
Yeah, like, I think this has been going for, like, a fucking long time, because, like, Jesus Christ.
Who knows how long it's been going on for?
Yeah, for real. Jesus Christ. Imagine being that poor girl.
That's sad. Like literally, the company telling you just to F off, like, just like that. Like,
I know. Not caring. Yeah, like, okay, now we've got to search up, like, how big Pornhub is, because, like, really, like, for them to not give a fuck.
They'd probably be making a lot of money then if they don't care, you know?
Probably.
Like, if you make, like, so much money, like, it could literally just be to the point, like, you don't care what happens as long as you make money, you know?
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, it's owned by a company named MindGeek, I guess. What? And yeah, and MindGeek, like, owns a bunch of sites, I guess. Like RedTube, YouPorn, Brazzers, Digital Playground, Men.com, WhyNotBuy.com, Reality Kings, Sean Cody, and many others.
So pretty much they just own a bunch of porn websites.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And how much money do they make?
I gotta check. Like the revenue right now in 2018, like, is 46 million. 4,600 million.
4,600 million. Yeah. Hold up. My dumbass really gotta do math just to figure out how much 4,600 million is.
Damn.
That's like, wouldn't that be considered 4 billion?
No,
because thousands, like the million, can't hit the thousands mark.
Yeah, wait,
4,600, that would be equivalent to. Yeah, 4,600 is equivalent to 4,600, right? And yeah, hold on, the millions can't, as soon as it's like 999 million, it goes to 1 billion, right?
Then, no.
Yeah, doesn't it?
I don't know.
4,600 million, isn't that like 4.6 billion?
Probably, but I don't know. I know that like the after the fucking after the hundreds, like, yeah, it gets to the thousands, and then after a thousand it goes to 100,000, and I think it does hit to 1,000. No, it doesn't hit to 100.
46, no, you said 4,600 million, like, unless it's 46 million. I don't know. I'm too tired to even think.
Hold up. What I mean is this. Hold on. I'm going to type it for you. Hold up. 460 million. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, 6 million.
Yeah. 46.
Because you said 4,600 million. I was confused.
Oh.
That's why I was like, 4,600.
Oh, I guess there's an order back. It just my hiccup again.
Or you could have just said like 406. You didn't have to make it complicated. Like 4,600 million.
I know. I just couldn't. Yeah. But anyway. I mean, that's really fucking sad. Like, how the porn up just didn't give a fuck.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, if they make that much money, then I don't think they'll really care.
Yeah, I think that's next time. But I think that, didn't Visa and MasterCard? No, hold up. I think I read, like, Visa and MasterCard. Like, they got out of Pornhub.
The what?
They got out of Pornhub. Like, you know how, like, you, Visa, MasterCard.
Oh, the Visa, MasterCard?
Yeah.
So, what, you can't use that anymore?
Yeah, I don't, I think they opt out of it. Yeah, okay. Visa, MasterCard, stop allowing their cards to be used on Pornhub. Yeah.
Must be embarrassing when the bank checks what you use the credit card on.
Yeah.
How horny do you have to be to pay for adult entertainment?
I know.
It's literally free and you're deciding to pay for it. Like,
there's free shit out there. Come on, dude.
It's just like, how horny do you have to be to watch porn on TV?
Exactly. Like, if you didn't have anything else.
Even if you didn't have anything else, like, you're still going to decide to watch it on TV.
I know. But yeah, like, both companies have started investigations this week into their financial ties with MindGeek, the parent company of Pornhub. MasterCard said in a statement on Thursday that the investigation confirmed violations of our standards prohibiting unlawful content on their site, which prompted the company to terminate the acceptance of its cards on the site. So basically what I mean, like, it's like, they just told Pornhub the fuck off, like, they're gonna get out because of the shit that's been happening. The including videos of child rape, or child abuse and rape. You know it's that bad when fucking, that masters of fucking money, like, banking shit, like, credit cards, like, opts out your fucking site. Although, I can't hear you.
Huh? Sorry, hold on, what happened? I kind of just zoned out.
So, yeah. It's because I was reading this shit. But, yeah.
No, that and because I'm tired.
Oh, okay. MasterCard and Visa stopped allowing, yeah. Because, like, MasterCard and Visa decided to fuck, like, not fuck with Pornhub anymore because of the child abuse and rape.
That's fine.
Pornhub, which said on Tuesday that it had made changes on to prevent the use of non-sexual content, said on Thursday MasterCard's and Visa's measures were exceptionally disappointing. So they're basically just, I don't know, they're mad at them for doing the right thing.
Wait, Pornhub's mad at them?
Yeah, kind of. Like, they're disappointed at them. That's what I read.
I mean, I guess that works if a lot of people use the cards on it.
Yeah. Like, me and MasterCard did the right call, though.
Yeah. And this is a really weird episode.
I know, I just read into it. Oh, yeah, talking about shit, right?
Yeah.
Which one do you prefer, like Visa or MasterCard? Like, if you happen to have a choice, right? Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just way more comfortable with Visa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
How did we even get to that topic? Like,
because I just found it. And I just go to, okay, hold up. Trump urges Georgia election of the state report. Fucking crazy. So, yeah, the news, like, I was reading, it was, like, a month old and shit. Yeah.
So, it happened a month ago.
Yeah. No, not a month ago, but, like, right. Have you read about, like, Greta Thunberg celebrates her 18th birthday.
Who?
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg trending.
Remember the bitch that we all made fun of last year?
Oh, the global warming?
Yeah. Yeah. Hold up. Just to refresh your mind a little bit, it's this bitch. Wasn't she like, I don't know, like, 16 when she made that?
I don't know. Damn, she's 18. I thought she was like 12 or 11. She looked way younger.
I know. But I guess she's now 18.
I've really seen her wear a hoodie that says Flat Mars Society.
Yeah, Flat Mars Society?
Flat Mars Society.
Flat Mars.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me? Flat Mars.
Yes.
You're kidding me, aren't you?
No. Alright, I think she posted it on her Instagram. Well, let me check.
Man. Flat fucking Mars.
Yes.
No. Flat Mars aside.
Why the hell are thumbs so red?
I don't know. Oh yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What happened?
10.5 million followers.
God damn. 17-year-old climate and environmental activist with Asperger's.
Oh, she has Asperger's?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It says in her bio.
I know. I just realized that until I read her bio. I never knew she had them, though.
Yeah, damn. I am free at last. God damn. Do we shit on her or not?
Nah, I can give less of a damn just thinking about global warming.
I know. Like,
we all try our best, but we all know society isn't going to let global warming stop. It's just going to continue.
Yeah, nobody's going to go fuck about global warming.
Just sad people are like, nah, it doesn't exist. It's not a thing.
Yeah. What did she say in her speech again? I forgot.
I think she said, I don't even remember.
Isn't it like, hold on, I'm gonna read the comments, like, climate change is a myth kind of thing?
I don't know.
Did you say that? Did she say that, man?
No. Doesn't she believe in climate change?
I don't know.
Isn't that the reason she does what she does to, like, help the Earth?
I guess so. But...
hold on, let me look at it.
I think it's
environmental activists, yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably, yeah, she's for, she's not for climate change, but, like, she's against it, you know.
Yeah.
Here's another article. Man fined $3,500 for breaking coronavirus quarantine for 8 seconds.
Man, what?
Yeah. Man fined for $3,500 for breaking coronavirus quarantine for 8 seconds. How did they catch him in 8 seconds?
I don't know.
Were they just waiting outside his house?
Probably.
That's true fucking funny. Taiwanese authorities have slapped a $3,500 fine on a man who broke quarantine regulations for just 8 seconds. Hold up. The man was caught on CCTV by a hotel staff who contacted the Department of Health. CNA reported the department fined him $100,000 Taiwan dollars, around $355,000. Huh. That's really funny though. He just stepped out of his house and they just catch his ass.
How did he not realize, like?
I don't know.
What are you gonna name this episode?
I don't know. Oh fuck. This is a really wild article. Horses sexually abused in New Orleans City Park.
Horses are sexually abused?
No. Horses sexually abused in New Orleans City Park.
Oh, so horses sexually abuse.
No, horses got sexually abused in New Orleans City Park.
That's what I'm saying. They got horses sexually abused.
Yeah.
What?
I know. It says the NOPD is asking for help in identifying a suspect who allegedly sexually abused two horses Tuesday night in New Orleans City Park. Two fucking horses.
How horny do you have to be? Whatever,
but I know. Two fucking horses. Come on, bro.
A horse, like I know, like literally a horse.
It just had to be horse, huh? It couldn't be like it didn't have to be normal rape, right? It couldn't be normal rape, huh?
No, you're like, nah, that's so like
boring.
It's just, yeah, like you're like, I want to change it to the next level, you know?
Oh, and then horse rape. Okay, hold on. On December 15, around 2:15 a.m., an unknown male entered a cluster of stables in the 1000 block of Fillmore Avenue and committed unnatural sex acts of two horses, according to the police. The suspect was wearing a striped shirt and has a distinctive tattoo on his right arm. Who the fuck just walks in a fucking farm and just fucks two horses?
Nah. he just woke up from a nap. He's like, yeah, I'm horny. Just. He didn't even bother like searching up like horse porn or whatever. He just wanted to do it physically
himself. I know. Man, he didn't even try to like hide it too. He didn't even try to hide his face either.
He didn't?
No. Wow. But I don't know how like hold up. Like in the thing, right in the photo, like he can clearly see his face.
Let me see.
It just has a mask on the like you know, like you know, like you're in the car, right? And like you gotta like put on a mask, like you know, if you like put on the mask and like in the car.
Wait, is that their picture when he's doing it?
I don't know.
Oh no! Wait, you said that that's the detail, the tattoo.
Yeah, the tattoo too.
I mean, it kind of looks like he's doing it like doggy style or something, but.
I know. Why two horses? Out of anything, horses. He couldn't even get a pineapple and just made a flashlight or anything.
How horny do people have to be like to do something like that?
I don't know.
Like
especially a fucking horse.
So there's like different levels in the pyramid of horny. Like you got people who like waste money on it.
Uh-huh.
Porn. You got people who sexually abuse animals. You got people who make flashlights out of like food.
Uh-huh.
People who watch porn on TV, like what other types of horny are there that we haven't discovered yet? Like,
I haven't discovered it, but you haven't. Furry shit.
Oh, that too.
that's like all the way in the fucking bottom of fucking horses.
Yeah. You'll probably be more acceptable to society if you fuck a horse instead of being a furry.
Probably. I mean, at least it wasn't a furry.
Yeah, at least.
God damn. Yeah, I saw, hold up. Yeah, okay. And there was a wildfire too. What the fuck?
Where?
Beaumont. Hold on. Among wildfire. 1,033 acres, 24% contained. It's in California. In California Riverside Country Fire. That's what it says.
And they probably used to it already.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Is that really there's nothing that will top horses sexually abused in New Orleans City Park? I don't think I've seen a stupider headline. What's the pyramid of the corny?
Not gonna lie, we should make one just for fun.
Like, let's make one right now. Like, who's on the top? Like, who's the most acceptable right now?
Normal people, like, they just go, like, you know, the free, like, the hug and all that, like, don't pay nothing. Like,
just go on Pornhub.
You know, ejaculate and just leave.
Yeah, at least, like, one time a day. Just one time a day.
Like 4 or 5 times a week. You know, the normal people. I don't know, but.
Yeah. I mean,
who's the second most acceptable?
And the second most acceptable are people that just watch porn every day.
Like, consecutively?
Yeah, like a fuck ton. Like, with the point, like they're in their lives and shit.
Yeah.
And then the next, what is the next? Watching TV on porn? No, watching porn on TV?
Probably, yeah. Probably. No, on a computer. Cause, like, you got a phone and, like,
come on. Then,
yeah. I feel like people
watch porn on the computer like most. Isn't that like the stereotype?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So TV it is.
Yeah, TV. And then what's next?
People who pay for it or to do
it. Yeah. They're still normal, but.
But, like, come on.
Come on, dude. Come on.
Paying?
And then what's the next?
I don't know.
It's probably rape.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Then is this the worst or is this just the next? No, hold up. I'm gonna put rape below furry.
Yeah.
Why not? I'm gonna put rape before so it's people who just jack up once a day to people who jack up every day, like nonstop, to people who want to jack off to porn on TV, to furries, to rape.
How about like that one dude, he sexualized 2 horses.
That's worse than rape.
So he's like all the way in the bottom.
Yes.
I guess that makes sense.
Out of all things, horses.
Animals. No, out of all things, like, yeah, an animal. Oh wait, how about the people you said like they make flashlights like out of pineapples or something? Where do they belong?
They are above the furries, in my opinion.
Like right above them.
Yes. And then, who else?
I don't know.
So we ran out.
I think that's it.
Yeah, okay. Because I got another pretty funny topic.
What?
Police officer killed by rooster while breaking up a cockfight.
I remember that.
Oh my god. Why the fuck, like, in the picture they show a fucking picture of a rooster that's filled with that has razor sharp blade in it. On its like claws and shit. I don't know why the fuck. Hold up. The gaff hit. Hold up. The police in Northern Samar prevented Lieutenant Christian Bullock was struck by the rooster's gaff, a metal blade attached to the bird for flight. God damn. The gaff hit Bullock's femoral artery as he was confiscating the bird, police said, adding, he was rushing to Provincial Hospital, but was pronounced dead on arrival due to heavy blood loss. There's a long history of both legal and illegal cockfighting in the Philippines, but the sport was banned in the region in August after it was found to have been a source of COVID-19 infections.
So it got banned last year?
Yeah. But it was funnier that, like, yeah, he got killed by a fucking rooster. Man, imagine being that poor guy in heaven, you know, telling people like you got, like, they got killed by a fucking rooster.
Must suck to be him.
Exactly. Must really suck, because first of all, you gotta go with them with the head mindset that you got killed by a rooster. Second of all, people are gonna make fun of you for dying because of a fucking rooster. Man,
life is just weird.
I know. I'm trying to look for a funny, what's it called? I'm trying to look for funny headlines, but right now there's just like home invasions and shit. Like sock, like what's it called? Yo, what's it called? Oh, what? What? Okay, this one is just plain stupid. Okay. Guess where it's from?
What, the article?
Yeah, no. Guess where this man is from?
Florida.
Yeah, Florida man accused of breaking into multiple homes, eating victim food.
Imagine you're just eating, someone breaks into your house and just eats your food. And
badasses are mine. If you're listening to this, Alex, you know. So, a Florida man went on a crime spree that involved him breaking into three homes and stealing two vehicles before he was caught yelling in someone's yard. God damn. The deputy said the victim had to ride his bike for a mile carrying his oxygen tank until he reached the nearest gas station in order to call 911. God damn. That's probably the dumbest headline I've seen.
One of them. I'm gonna put that in my top 10 worst headlines. Top 10 worst headlines. Like, first it was the two horses, then the officer, and now this.
At least do something else, not just the fucking food.
By the way, should we bring back some of the old stuff we used to do in season one?
Why not?
Like Jalapeno Bites 2.
Yeah, we could do that. Or, like, we can just make it worse.
Like what? Like adding hot sauce with it or something?
Just having a hotter pepper.
We should.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best we can do, really.
Oh, you know what we should do?
What?
We should do it so, like, once we get to, like, the spiciest pepper we can buy, then we get the hot sauce.
Sauces? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
We end that section off with the hot sauce.
Yeah. Dude, that's a good idea.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about the other ideas, like the fan fiction one we had. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember those.
And that was weird.
I know. It was funny, but very weird.
Yeah, you got like one, two. You got like two episodes of fan fiction in season one.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, what? Okay, what else did he do back then?
He did chess.
All right, chess. That was probably a good for you too, anyway.
Yeah. We also did Ask Reddit posts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot you had the idea. Like,
it was your idea.
I know, but you reminded me of it like a couple of days ago.
Yeah, because like, you really got too much to talk about.
Yeah, I know. And that stupid headlines.
Yeah.
Other than that, then
nothing else. But we're not no news podcast. We don't tell people what, like all these articles, you know.
Yeah, we like, just make fun of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should keep doing that. We should keep making fun of shit because that's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck? Explosion officer girlfriend alerted by bombs. What? More than a year before Anthony Warner detonated a bomb on Christmas Day in a mortar home parked in downtown Nashville, several police officers visited his home after his girlfriend told him that he made bombs in a vehicle at their home. God damn. This happened like, hold up, how many days ago? 4 days ago. This happened. I mean, this article. The yeah.
Wait, what happened?
A bomber's girlfriend told the police that. Yeah. Like he's making another bomb. That's basically what it said.
So he was making another bomb.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm just trying to. Okay, hold up. Oh, right. Oh, yeah, have you seen that too? Like, McConnell's homes vandalized after Congress fails to approve $2,000 stimulus checks. Someone got vandalized over $2,000 stimulus checks. A photo taken Saturday showed the words "Where's my money?" scrawled in white spray paint on the front door of McConnell's home in Louisville, Kentucky. Mitch kill the poor was written in a red window. The people who are really mad, Jesus Christ, for the $2,000. What's it called? Stimulus checks, yeah.
I mean, I don't understand if you like unemployed and like you don't have that much money, but at the same time, you shouldn't like be doing too much like that.
God damn. There's another one. This is pastor shot and killed in East Texas church.
Why?
I gotta read it, but. So Smith County Sheriff Larry Smith said the pastor opened the bathroom door and was confronted by a person who was hiding. The pastor had a firearm, drew his firearm on the person and ordered him to stop. He came to the front door, lunged the pastor's firearm and killed him. God damn. So, first of all, why was the pastor strapped?
Wait, the pastor killed him?
No, the pastor was strapped. But he got killed.
So he had the thing on him too?
Yes. He was strapped. The pastor was strapped.
I mean...
Oh my god. I'm sorry, but like... God damn. Why is the pastor strapped? That's my question.
Did it happen in the church?
Yeah, hold on. I think it did. I think it said it did. But like... He opened the bathroom door, so I guess so. It was in the. I guess so. He's back and took a pastor's vehicle. The president had a church bank bag. So yeah, it never said where. It never said where it happened, but damn. Like where exactly it happened, so. I don't know if it was in the fucking church or it was somewhere else.
I mean, we're just gonna assume it was in the church because it just says in the bathroom.
Yeah, but like, why was the pastor strapped?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. We're laughing about it. Like, I know, but like, why? There's another one. There's another stupid article. Minivan driver takes off after breaking a man's leg.
Wait, what?
Minivan driver takes off after breaking man's leg.
So he just broke his leg and leaves?
Yes.
What was the reason?
I don't know. I gotta read it. But I thought it said like, you know what I thought it said? Huh? You know what I thought it said?
What?
I thought it said minivan driver takes off after. After taking off a broken man's leg. Like, you know how, like, you have, like, a leg, like, a robot leg?
Prosthetic leg? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, and I thought that, that the minivan driver just took that and just went away.
Imagine just walking down the street and you see someone with a prosthetic leg. Someone just drives up to him, steals it, and leaves.
I know. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's really one dumb thing to do. Like, why? Like,
it would be more reasonable to rob them instead of just taking the prosthetic leg.
I know. Like, I see why you're robbing, but like, I don't see why. What's it called?
Just taking a prosthetic leg.
Yeah. That's really stupid. Why? Anyway. Here's another kind of a sad one, but... Homeowner charged for shooting at teens accused of breaking in after trying to buy drugs.
Wait, what? So,
yeah, this man trying to buy drugs, like he got shot by teens. No, he shot at teens for trying to break in and buy drugs. Yeah. And also, they're taking quarantine seriously over there in Jamaica.
Like, how serious?
Lawyers fighting for Jamaican man imprisoned in Barbados for breaking quarantine.
Damn.
Yeah. And this happened today.
Damn.
I know.
America's, like, the worst in this entire world. And we're, like, people don't care that much about COVID.
Quarantine, yeah. But, like, now, over in Jamaica, like, good job. Jesus Christ. I wonder what America's gonna do about fucking what's it called?
About
quarantine, yeah, quarantine. Yeah. But I don't know. Anyway, I can't find any more fucking stupid articles I can just find, like, pretty sad articles, but.
Well, I mean, we've been recording this time for 37 minutes. I don't know, including the other ones.
Yeah, probably including the other ones is going to be, like at least an hour, I believe.
At least 50 minutes, like, at least.
Yeah, at least 50 minutes. I hope so, at least. But,
it's been a pretty weird episode.
I'm just called it articles. Stupid articles, I guess.
Yeah, people go on it, and the first things we're talking about Pornhub, and then the pyramid of horniness.
Hold up. I want to read this article real quick. Breaking, also known as breakdancing, becomes an Olympic sport.
Breakdancing?
Yes. This article is written in, hold on, December 7th.
It's becoming, or why it should be?
It becomes an Olympic sport.
Oh, it became a sport.
Yeah, that's what it says, but I don't know about that. Do you consider it being a sport?
Not really, but you are active. Like, you're moving a lot. You require strength, stamina, I think.
Yeah. Probably.
But I wouldn't consider it as a sport.
Yeah, it's something like, kind of like a hobby, you know?
Yeah. It's just like, you play video games, you're athletic.
Yeah, kind of thing, but.
Like, ESPN, they put Ninja, like for, like, one of their articles, like, he's not even an athlete. Like, what?
Wait, ESP?
Yeah, ESPN. I think that's what it's called.
Whoa. I like talking about, like, a different thing.
No. But
ESPN.
Yeah.
God damn.
Like, they really put Ninja on there. Ninja. Like, he's a gamer, not an athlete.
I know. Damn, what the fuck? Also, this is kind of a dumb article. Why the pandemic is causing spikes in breakups and divorces? The fucking quarantine.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Quarantine is getting, like, people fucking, what's it called? Divorce and shit.
Yeah, I heard about that, like, in August, I think.
God damn. God damn, hold on, I gotta check, like, when the fucking, the article was released, like, a month ago, so, yeah. So that means that the fucking, what's it called? That the horse fucker might have done it before, just that we didn't know about it.
Probably.
Most likely. Jesus Christ. But yeah, should we leave the episode here?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not gonna lie, anyways. There was a lot of awkward silences in the beginning.
Yeah, there was. Because we didn't have anything to talk about.
We were just like, yeah.
And then every time we come into that an episode, we never come prepared, and so we never come prepared to topics. Or at least I don't.
Neither do I.
Yeah. Yeah, I should start, like, becoming the topics before I come in.
I mean, at least we start thinking about topics and stuff, like, while you're recording.
Yeah, at least. But yeah, or else that'll be like a silent episode the whole time. Anyway, yeah, we were here. Anyway. Alright, remember that time when we said, like, oh yeah, hey, it's morning thing? For our outro?
I remember that. We were like, oh, it's morning now, or something like that.
Yeah. And then, like, you said, like, what if people are listening, like, during school and stuff?
Nah, I think that was, like, the episodes were, like, an hour long. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You think we should make a special episode where we just like talk all night?
Like an like 7 hour natural episode, like something like that.
Yeah.
That's a good and bad idea at the same time.
Yeah, how's that a bad idea?
Cause like we're just gonna be like talking, but at the same time, what if you fall asleep?
I guess we just cut that out and like.
And it wouldn't be like a whole like all nighter episode. Cause like, yeah. What if you go sleep? Like, what if you fall asleep like at 2? You're gonna have to cut out like 5 hours of the episode until you wake up.
I know. Yeah.
Plus, we're gonna need like a lot of stuff to talk about.
Like a shit ton.
Yeah.
Well, that would be like a really funny idea though.
It would.
Yeah. Like if we had like free things to talk about, like if we could talk about anything, then yeah. Listen to it on the podcast and it's live, so yeah.
It's not live.
But like yeah, it's everything on recording and you have to like publish it too, so. So yeah. That's another thing, but yeah, alright, so that's it here. Yeah. So thank you for fucking listening. Hope you're having a great day.
Or night.
Great
or
night.
Evening, whatever.
Yeah. And we'll see you next one.